DJ Nyx here at radio.dominican.edu. Welcome to the Nyx Mix from 5 to 6. I got some cool things lined up for you guys tonight. I got a one button click pizza, got some celebrity talk for you, like who got some baby drama nowadays? And I also got your girl of the week, and this one, I actually love this story, and I got your clown of the day, which hits me home, like literally, this story is one of the best stories I've seen all day today. So again, this is DJ Nyx here at radio.dominican.edu for the Nyx Mix from 5 to 6. Coming right up, of course, I always gotta start my day off with the queen of the queen of the queen, Miss Beyonce Knowles. I got her new hit single, 7-Eleven, coming right up for you here at Nyx from 5 to 6. And that was 7-Eleven by, the, of course, my favorite of all time, Beyonce. Coming right up, and now I have my hate it or love it of the week. But first off, my love it. So this is called a click and pizza. So it is invented by an Italian startup called La Comanda. So there's an app. You know, you have your apps that you can order pizza. You know, Domino's has their app. Well, I know Domino's has their app because I've used them a few times. And then you can also do delivery. There's many ways you can order pizza. But how about now, a button that just gets you pizza? You know, you don't have to go on your phone. You don't have to call them. It's just a button in your home to order pizza. How convenient does that sound? Sounds great, right? So this company, La Comunada, is being a big magnetic button that sits on your refrigerator. So it's just like a regular magnet that's just on there. So when you push it, your favorite pizza order is sent to the local pizza place, and a pizza is sent to your house. So the button features a circular screen and connects to your home's Wi-Fi. So you connect it to your the Wi-Fi in your house, and you can communicate with your local pizza place. So the battery is rechargeable with a USB cable and probably lasts up to 9 days. So pushing the button feels like, you know, pushing that big red button, like, yeah, let's go, you know. So you just enter your address for your favorite pizzas that you want, for your favorite orders, whether it's a pepperoni pizza, Hawaiian pizza, you know, with some pineapple, extra pineapples. And an electric screen on the button lets you know what you select and confirms your order in the most exciting terms. So that's pretty dope, you know. I mean, you know, you can still order on your app, but I feel like that would be much easier. Hey, you want some pizza? You just click on the button, boom, pizza's at your door. You know, it takes a whole 20 minutes, you know, time to get there, but that's pretty dope. So a pizza, one click button pizza to get pizza to your home. So check that out. That's Clickin' Pizza. So that is made by the startup called La Comunada. Look that up. It's LACOMANDA. Check that out. And next up for my love, it is called the U-Wig. So it is a headband worn over the head that can measure fatigue by reading your brainwave activity. So if it senses you're about to fall asleep, or if you're, you know, phasing out, the headband can play a sound to your phone to wake you up. Or if you're really, really that tired and you're knocking out, it can text all your friends and family or post a status to your Facebook or Twitter account. So this happens to me a lot, definitely a lot, where I will be driving and I'm dozing off so many times. I used to commute about 2 hours just to get to school, and I would doze off like super early in the morning or super tired at night. So this thing will definitely come in handy, you know, to truck drivers, to commuter students, to commuter workers. So it notices your brain activity when you're, you know, when it's dozing off. And if you're falling asleep in class, that comes in handy, you know, so a teacher doesn't even call you out. So there's the big display on the app. It gives you a score between 0 and 100, and with the 100 being the top level fatigue. It's literally how I feel every day. I think I'm always at 100. So the U-Wake is primarily aimed, like I said, to truck drivers and civilian drivers with long commutes to, you know, help prevent driving incidents, because this happens a lot. I heard somewhere that driving while sleepy is worse than driving while drunk. So it is, of course, more useful to people, for students or people attending, you know, weddings or, you know, knock on wood, I know this is bad, but, you know, in case you're falling asleep during mass or something, don't fall asleep during mass. But it does come in handy. So when it gets too low, it goes off on your phone and it becomes to vibrate on the strongest setting, which, you know, wakes you up back into attention. Or like I said, it can choose your wife, your boss, or whatever, so they can call you, make sure you're alert and wide awake. And those are my two lovers of the week. So I got your clicking pizza, and then I have your U-Wake headband. Next up is for my hate it of the week. So like I said, I talked about Yeezy in my last show. Yeezy, oh, there's him right here with his instrumental. Yeezy, he's not my favorite rapper. I appreciate his artistry and all that, but he's just doing so much stuff lately. So he came out with his recent clothing line with Adidas, his recent addition with Adidas, and I'd say, like I said before, it's okay. There's nothing too, you know, nothing too big on it, nothing too exciting about it. But there was a finding. He did put his prices out for his clothes already. So one of his pairs of shoes cost about, these are the Adidas Yeezy 350 Boost. And I would say consider myself a big sneakerhead. I do love my shoes, and I do, you know, I've been big on Jordans, I'm big on sneakers and things like that. But I would say his shoes are not worth the money, or clothing he's worth putting the money on. I was looking at the pictures of these Adidas Yeezy 350 Boost. They're low top shoes, you know, they're good for running, good for casual wear too. But if you want to save a whole bunch of money, $210, bro, that's a pair of J's right there. And probably some retro J's, not some bootsy looking shoe. So save your money. Get your pair yourself some Roshis. Literally $70. It saves you so much money. They're probably just more comfortable. And they come in more variety colors and stuff. So save some money. Get some pair of Roshis with those instead of those Yeezy 350 Boosts. And then we have the Yeezy Duck Boosts. These are going for $500. And the thing is, these shoes look like a pair of Tim's or something you can get from Walmart, in all honesty. Like, the color palette isn't that great. The colors are just bland. It's like gray and like some weird green. I feel like his color choices for his line wasn't all that exciting. I understand he's going for the neutral tones and everything, but the color palette for this is not working for me. But $500 on a pair of boots that you can look like you can get from Walmart. Just save your money. Go to Walmart. Go to Payless. I don't know. Still not named brand or anything. Just put a Yeezy sticker on it. Who knows? People won't notice. So that's it for my hate it or love it of the week. That was the clicking pizza button. Check that out again. And then for my next love it, that was the Yeewick headband. And for my hate it of my not loving it for the week was the Yeezy fashion line. I hope this is his last line, because I can't see anybody else giving him money to expand on his clothing, because it's not as great as he thinks himself it is. Again, this is DJ Nyx here at radio.dominican.edu, and this is the Nyx Mix from 5 to 6. I got some music up for you. I got one of my favorite artists of right now, J. Cole with Apparently, and coming up right after that, I have my girl of the week. So this is J. Cole, Apparently.
I can tell by how I treat you with my girl. Yeah, she's so selfless, but she put up with my way, because she love me like you do. And no, it don't always show. I love her just like I love you. And I need to treat you better. Wish you could live forever, so we could spend more time together. I love you, mama. I keep my head high. My wings carry me. I don't know freedom. I want my dreams to rescue me. I keep my faith strong. I ask the Lord to follow me. I've been unfaithful. I don't know why you call on me. Another day, another time zone. Today I woke up feeling so it's only right I got you playing on my
keep up, never sure where the words will take me. Deed them up, will regurgitate me. Trump tight, never slow, the lazy, give a verge and a urge to please. Best friends really make great for enemies. My watch game, they wait for one of these. I see, this ain't no Rolex, it's an AP. I'm hot dog, catch up to me. Couldn't resist. Aim for the stars and I shouldn't have missed. But I was riding on fumes, so I stopped by the moon. Now I'm sitting on the hood of this like thanks for the view. Waiting on thanks from a few, cause without me you wouldn't exist. You know that shit, gave you the blueprint, don't forget. Cold as your phone on 0%. Going off, man, going off. Where they are, but they flowing soft. I'm taking off like boing on a big ass boing. Getting hit like a coin toss, too easy. I keep my head high. I got my wings carrying me. I don't know freedom. I want my dreams to rescue me. I keep my faith strong.
That was J. Cole with Apparently. I'm actually going to see him in the summer. He's coming to the Shoreline Amphitheater in Mountain View. So grab those tickets before you can, before they get too expensive. So that again, that was J. Cole with Apparently. And right now, I got your girl of the week. So I'd like to say I'm a very big, you know, woman empowerment. I love women. I love the power they do. I love everything that women do, you know, whether it's helping each other, bring each other up, whether it's starting their own nonprofits, whether there's breaking glass links and everything. Like, I love the success of women. So right now, a nonprofit is campaigning for Andrew Jackson, you know, the guy on the $20 bill, to change his face to be replaced by a less controversial female historic figure. So U.S. Money highlights achievements of former presidents and founding fathers, you know, men who've been dead for, like, what, thousands of years? I don't know. Which leaves no room for honoring women. You know, you don't see women that much on money. And women have just affected American history just as much as men then. So aside from Susan B., who's on the Ware dollar coin, and Sacagawea on the gold dollar coin, there is not a lot of women you see on money. So Barbara Ortiz Howard founded the nonprofit Women on $20. So she has the goal of putting a woman on the $20 bill by 2020. And that year of 2020 is the centennial anniversary of the woman's suffrage. So with the help from historians, writers, and even the woman behind National Women's History Month, Ortiz Howard and executive director Susan Addis-Stone came up with a ballot of 15 deserving women in our history. So now anyone can vote for as much as people as they want, and all of can vote who they want on the dollar bill. So right now, people have, considering our civil rights activists, you know, Rosa Parks and feminist writer Betty Friedan, and the first black congressman, Shirley Chisholm. So there's a lot of women that people are looking for. So these are other three. You can pick three from the 15. So right now we got Claire Barton, Patsy Mink, Betty Friedan, Susan B. Anthony, Sojourner Truth, Margaret Sanger, Eleanor Roosevelt, Frances Perkins, Harriet Tubman, Rachel Carson, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, Shirley Chisholm, and Barbara Jordan and Alice Paul. So these are a completely, you know, really great women who've done great things and should be acknowledged because they did help shape America who it is today. So they applaud President Obama. He actually said that there should be women on paper currency. So for almost a year, they've been plotting to petition him just to do that. And right now, they have no idea where they have a site where you can go and sign up and to campaign. They had a site. They had two rounds of voting. Assuming that the petition has at least 100,000 votes, Women on $20 will send their campaign to the White House for consideration. So they are currently campaigning, trying to get their word out on who should they have on the money, who should they put. So check that, check their site out. It is womenon20s.org. And you can vote who you want. You can vote who you should consider as candidates. You can choose why the $20. There's a whole lot of information on there. And the 2020 does make a big... 2020 is a 100th anniversary, so that makes sense. You know, 2020, $20, and a new portrait can become a greater symbol of greater changes to come to America. And, of course, for the women. So check that out. That is womenon20s.org. So it is a nonprofit campaign to have women on dollar bills made by Barbara Ortiz Howard. So check that out again. So that's women20s.org. So check, that's it for my girl of the week. So of course, let's root for this, because I would love to see a dollar bill. I've seen money on the faces of women on money, because that is a great big set for feminists, for women everywhere in the world. Again, this is DJ Nyx here at radio.dominican.edu, and that's it for my girl of the week. And next up, I have your clown of the day. And the next story is actually something that touches close to home to me. So next up, I got some Common Kings with 24/7.
You doing to me, I wanna be with you 24/7. Your love is like my heaven. The birds and the bees ain't got nothing on the loving. Whoa, oh, oh. You make me wanna, whoa, oh, oh. I wanna be with you 24/7. Your love is like my heaven. The birds and the bees ain't got nothing on the loving. Whoa, oh, oh. You make me wanna, whoa, oh, oh. You're looking good underwater. Yeah. The way you're moving them shoulders. Yeah. Let you come up for air. Turn you around and pull on your hair. You make me wanna slow down. Take my time. I'ma do me, let me do you right. Cause it get me so high. Never come down. And I love what you're doing to me. I wanna be with you 24/7. Your love is like my heaven. The birds and the bees ain't got nothing on the loving. Whoa, oh, oh. You make me wanna, whoa, oh, oh. I wanna be with you 24/7. Your love is like my heaven. The birds and the bees ain't got nothing on the loving. Whoa, oh, oh. You make me wanna, whoa, oh, oh. Won't let your love run away, run away. You got me like, ooh. And baby, you're my everything, my everything. Be with me 24/7. Your love is like my heaven. The birds and the bees ain't got nothing on the loving. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You make me wanna, whoa, whoa, whoa. Make me wanna be with you 24/7. Your love is like my heaven. Birds and the bees ain't got nothing on your loving. Whoa, oh, oh. No, 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 you make me wanna, whoa, whoa, whoa.
And that was 24/7 by Common Kings. God, I just love the sound of those men's voices. They're a great, awesome group. Check them out. It's Common Kings. So right now I got your clown of the day. So Jeremy Meeks. That name just sounds familiar, right? You just can't pinpoint it. Well, do you guys remember that guy, you know, that convict whose picture just blew up the internet? He has that beautiful blue eyes, nice tan skin color, very chiseled jaw. you know that guy with a little tear, with a tattoo by his eye. Oh my god, I saw the picture. I said, "Dee, who's you?" You know. So it turns out he ends up going to jail for 27 months. And the cool thing is, or I would say the cool thing is, the thing that does touch me to home is this guy is from my city. He is from my hometown. And the thing is, I'm thinking, I was like, dang, am I looking at the wrong places at home? Because there ain't no one at home or no one I've seen that look like this boy. But he's in jail now for 27 months. But he is hoping to get a November release for good behavior. And right now, he just recently came into the news. He did an interview with ABC and to talk about what he wants to do next after prison. And he is excited to look ahead in a career in modeling and acting. Ooh, how exciting is that? I'm gonna say he looks good. A lot of people complain, nah, he don't look that good. It's, in my opinion, he looks good. So he tells NBC or ABC from a Nevada prison that, "I'm in a place where I will be able to provide for my family and really change my life. I never thought that everyone in the world would recognize me for my looks, so I feel extremely blessed and thankful." So his picture became viral after the Stockton Police Department, Stockton, posted it on his Facebook. So he was sentenced several weeks ago to 27 months of prison on weapon charges. But he does hope for a November release, like I said. And he said he's in preparation for his release and, you know, to get into the modeling and acting game. He's working out and getting in shape. So he does eat healthy while he's in prison. He works out. He does a lot of push-ups, pull-ups, dips, burpees. And he does try to stay very active. And he wants to try both modeling and acting. I mean, you guys saw those pictures. People were putting the memes of him where he was in, like, in a Calvin Klein suit or something. I'm like, dude, this will work for him. This could be his career, you know? And he says he wished he could be on a show like Sons of Anarchy. And Sons of Anarchy did. I don't watch that show, but a few of my friends do. And a few of my friends said that show, some of the problems do occur in Stockton too. So he is very confident that he may get a good career. And he wasn't really, he says that after the mugshot, he wasn't really giving his best face. You know, that wasn't his blue seal, as you can say. You know, he was just thinking about his family, and he was really thinking a lot of his son, and that was the only thing on his mind when he took that picture. So he does look kind of a lot of sad. But now he has a lot of support from his family and his friends, and, you know, now his fans. So he gets hundreds and hundreds of letters a month, and he's thanking everyone for his support that he's been getting. So that's Jeremy Meek. Shout out to Stockton, though, because that is the most hilarious thing to come out from home. Out of everywhere this dude can be from, he is from my hometown. So like I said, that was my con of the day, Jeremy Meeks. I hope his career after prison and his life in prison does go well. Like I said again, his face is really, really good looking. So that's it for my clown of the day. This is DJ Nyx from Nyx Mix from 5 to 6. Next up, I got your celebrity trash, your dirty talk, the dirtiest talk. Like I said, who's baby mama? Who's a baby daddy? Who got that baby mama, baby daddy drama? What happened to Lupita's dress from the Oscars? And my favorite, one of my favorite chefs talk right after this. So coming right up, I have Nicki Minaj with her new song, Favorite, featuring Jeremih. This is Nyx here at radio.dominican.edu from the Nyx Mix from 5 to 6.
I don't want no drama, I just wanna be a diamond, babe. Guaranteed to be a problem, every time I get around you, babe. I just want you to need me, you might really wanna try me, babe. All I know, I wanna ride up, all I know, I wanna ride up, babe. You know that you need a rider, you know that you need a rider.
Just wanna be a writer. You should pull up in that spider. You should let me hit the mic. And I ain't talking about the fighter. Get it lit without a lighter. Let's pull an all-nighter. Tell me what you need. Got the I'm a bad little bitch and another indicter. Get locked, I'ma write ya. You wanna roll, I'ma Skype ya. I don't wanna hype ya, but you a lucky nigga if my mean ever like ya. You ain't never have a bitch understand you. Most of them wanna use you when they ran through. I just wanna be somebody that can add to your wife, be a friend, be a teacher, and a fan too. I just wanna listen. When you leave, I say,
damn, I miss him.
I, I, I,
just wanna be a vixen. Give you something real wet to put your lips in. I wanna be the only one that could check you and still respect you.
Cause it's you I would change for. You always make sure.
I just wanna be your favorite. 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 Won't you let me be your favorite?
Ayo, I just wanna be your first go-to. Do you like a real one supposed to? Living by coastal. Scoop me in the truck late night on the Humble. Meet me out in Queens or the city when the sun down. You could put your gun down. You could have fun now. You could tell you that you got you one now. One down. Run through the clubs with the baddest. This is the maddest. Nothing else matters. NSA Birkin where the bag is. Got a lot of bags, but we never got baggage. Went to Wonderland on my hand, call me Alice. Balance, I'ma have you coming to my palace. London, Tokyo, Paris. Let me update your status.
Cause it's you I would change for. You always make sure.
I just wanna be your favorite. 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 Won't you let me be your favorite?
You should already know. You should already know. You should already know. You should already know.
You know that you need a ride. You know that you need a ride.
I just wanna be your favorite. Won't you let me be your favorite? Won't you let me be your favorite?
And that was Nicki Minaj with Favorite featuring Jeremih. Actually, Jeremih is going to be on tour with J. Cole with him, with his Forest Hills Drive Hill. And actually, I'm excited to see him. He is pretty good, too. So that was, again, Nicki Minaj with Favorite. Coming right up, I have your Dirty Talk. Ooh, what do I have for you guys today? So Lupita Nyong'o had that beautiful, beautiful all-pearl dress she wore to the Oscars. Like, it was the most stunning thing I've seen on the red carpet and so lately, you know, because this dress was pure pearls, so it was really beautiful on her. And just last week it was reported that it was stolen, so it came out to be $150,000. That was the supposed amount of the entire dress. So the dress got stolen in her LA hotel. I guess a person who stole it went into her room and he couldn't go back out. So the person, you know, you can't walk out with a dress looking like that. So there was somebody on the next balcony who was there, who was able to throw the dress to, and they were able to grab it and take it home with them. So he goes, the thief goes and tells, he goes to the garment district down in LA, tries to get the pearls, you know, see how much they are, get the pearls appraised. Turns out the pearls on the dresses were fake. Oh, I thought they were real too. I said, dang, this dude would have made bank. But no, it turns out the dress was a fake, full of fake pearls. I mean, that would make sense too, you know. Why would you give a bunch of real pearls on a dress that's only going to be worn for one night? Like, what are you going to do with that? But there goes that. Like, her dress is found. The guy actually turned himself in. He called TMZ and said, hey, I did this. I left the dress in the hotel room, an empty hotel room on like the second floor. There it is. It's right there. Turns out the dress is fake. Wasting my time. The guy didn't get no charges because they don't know who it was. It was an anonymous call, anonymous drop-in. So they don't know who it was. But the guy pretty much felt like, well, really, this is how dumb this was. Is I wasted all this time. I mean, that's what you get, you know. I mean, I wouldn't be sure if someone could trust me. I couldn't even trust myself with a pure, even one real pearl, in all honesty. So that's it for Lupita's dress. And next up, I have your baby mama drama. So who, or baby daddy drama. So guess who's pregnant again? It is, or again, guess who's pregnant? Who got someone pregnant? So it's Chris Brown. Actually, I was not surprised to this at all. Let me clarify for once. Like this, I am not a big fan of Chris Brown. I don't support anything he does. I don't like his music anymore. I just don't like him as a person. I don't know. He's just not appealing to me as much as he was when, you know, he was 16 and he was doing that yo dance, dancing on the street, trying to get at girls, you know? So he's not one of my favorites at all. So he got one of these girls pregnant. And I'm not surprised, like I said, because this boy is dirty. He just looks dirty, like he don't shower or something. So the singer has a 9-month-old baby girl with a formal model he has known for years. Her name is Mia. Turns out they've been on good terms. Chris Brown hasn't actually said anything about his issue yet. But of course, his on and off girlfriend for the past year, Karrueche Tran, she tweets and says, "Listen, one can only take so much. The best of luck to Chris and his family. No baby drama for me." And always, I don't know, I always have these, I love celebrity news, so I'm always discussing with people about these celebrities' lives. You know, I was talking about Karrueche the other day with one of my friends, and we were just saying, like, how is she able to stay with him, you know? One minute, like, Chris is talking all this stuff about her at his concert and stuff, and the next minute, he's like, on cupcaking her on Instagram, she's posting him his picture up on Instagram, like, they're just not a very healthy couple, in my opinion. So let's hope this time actually Karrueche does stay away from him, because I don't think he's very good for her life. In all honesty, she has a very pretty face. I'm not sure if she has any talent, or she just, I don't know, never seen her act or anything, but she's done pictures, I guess. She's not really a big of a celebrity. She's only known as Chris Brown's girlfriend. So maybe her career will be better after this, maybe after him. Man, let's just hope she doesn't get into all that issues, because I feel like with Chris Brown's life, there's no normal or, you know, relaxed time with you. And next up, I have an update for Toy Story. If you guys love Pixar movies just as I do, you'd probably be extremely excited about this. So this is a Toy Story number 4. Yes, number 4. Like, there isn't enough Toy Stories in the world. So this movie, writer just announced that it's going to be a romantic comedy and a separate story from the original trilogy. So a story about them, you know, most of the movies are connected about the children and the toys. But this one's going to be completely different. It's going to be separate from all the things I've talked about. And it will be a love story, like I said. And the third movie ended in such a beautiful way, and it completed the story. So how are they going to do it? So, but this separate story, they don't know how it's going to continue, but they do have something in mind. So like I said, the Toy Story 3, oh my God. Before I watched that movie, my sister actually told me that Woody dies. So I was completely, like, in belief that he was going to die at the end of the movie. I'm like, oh my God, Woody's going to die right here. Oh my God, Woody's going to die at this part. But he ended up not dying, and she lied to me. And when that movie came out, I was going to college while Andy was going to college. So I understand that whole growing up, you have to, like, go of your toys and stuff. So I teared up throughout the whole movie. I was like, oh my God, Andy, I understand. So this new Toy Story 4, the director says that we don't want to do anything with them unless it lives up to or surpasses what's gone before. Toy Story 3 ended Woody and Buzz's story with Andy so perfectly that for a long time, we never even talked about doing another Toy Story movies. But with the writers Andrew Stanton, Pete Docter, and the editor Lee Unkrich, they come up with an idea that is so exciting that they had to make a new movie. And that was John Lasseter, Walt Disney Animation Studios Chief Creative Officer. So he's coming up with the new ideas with them. And next up, I have some Gordon Ramsay. So I'm a big fan of Gordon Ramsay, and I love pretty much anything he does. Every show, like, there's not a time where there's no Gordon Ramsay show on TV. Like, there's always a Gordon Ramsay show. So whether it's MasterChef Junior, Hell's Kitchen, Kitchen Nightmares, Hotel Nightmares, yes, there's a whole bunch of Gordon Ramsay shows. He basically has built an empire for himself. So he was actually on Jimmy Kimmel last night, and he talked about his kids, he talked about his life. But this is a funny clip that I found, that he talked about Jimmy about his kids cursing, you know. So here's it right here.
They don't curse. How is that possible that your kids don't care? Is that their way of rebelling?
No, you know, I tried to teach them some sign language. So I said, look, cursing is not smart, okay? It's an industry language, and sometimes Daddy lets it slip 20 times a day. And so I came up with some really nice sort of alternatives to curse words. So rather than saying the word which, you know, is not nice.
Right.
Shiitake.
I see, like a mushroom.
Right, like a mushroom.
Yeah.
It's not nice saying the word.
And that was Gordon Ramsay talking about how his kids don't curse. Like, literally, if you guys haven't seen any of his shows, this man just will go off on people, and it's hard to find a sentence where he doesn't curse. Well, if you watch MasterChef Junior, he holds it back a lot more than he does in his other show, like Hell's Kitchen. Ooh, that show's crazy. So that was Gordon Ramsay on Jimmy Kimmel talking about his kids and giving them code names instead of curse names like shiitake. So again, that is it for my dirty talk. I have Lupita's dress found. I got your baby mama, baby drama, girlfriend, boyfriend drama, and then I had your Toy Story 4. The studios, they are looking for in studios June 16th. Forgot to mention that. So June 16th, 2017. So about 2 years from now, there's going to be a new Toy Story movie. So check that out. And again, that was Gordon Ramsay on Jimmy Kimmel. Right now, I got one of the songs I've had in my head throughout this whole week. So it is Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran. And the next up after that, I have your new song of the week. So I can't wait to share it with you guys. So this is Nick's Mix from 5 to 6 here at radio.dominican.edu. And this is Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheek? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. And baby, my heart could still fall less hard at 23. I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. Maybe just the touch of a hand. Well, me, I fall in love with you every single day. And I just wanna tell you I am. So, honey, now. Thinking out loud, maybe we found love right where we are. When my hair's all but gone and my memory fades, and the crowds don't remember my name, when my hands don't play the strings the same way, I know you will still love me the same. Cause honey, your soul could never grow old, it's evergreen. Baby, your smile's forever in my mind and memory. I'm thinking about keep on making the same mistakes. Oh.
Maybe we found love right where we are.
That was Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran. So I love that orange red-haired man. He's really, really great. He's really fantastic. So check him out. I actually got the chance to see him for free at Golden Gate Park about two years ago. He was actually really good. And right now I have your new song of the week. So my new song of the week is Love by Kid Cudi. And I'm not a very big Kid Cudi fan. I mean, I do enjoy his music. I just never had the chance to sit down, you know, and listen to him and really, like, listen to his songs and stuff. But most of the songs that do go mainstream are actually really, really good. You know, he had his Day and Night and his videos are crazy. Very good graphics, he always has a story with his songs. He's not one of those rappers that just come out with a song like, hey, hope this works, you know. He doesn't just talk about his ramblings or whatever. So then the next song he came out with is called Love, and it's, people would say it's more uplifting, more by himself, kind of like Kendrick Lamar's new song I, more about finding yourself, more about, hey, you're a great person, compared to, hey, money, weed, all that kind of stuff. You know, these rappers are turning the story into a different way. They're shedding the light on issues, on more important issues, rather than money, weed, guns, and things like that, you know. And Kid Cudi, this is more an uplifting song, I would say. So he hasn't released a new music in forever. You know, it's been a while since his last album came out. And most of the songs that he has been doing were either unauthorized leaks or, you know, for a movie he's in. He's been doing a lot of acting lately. I recently saw him on Need for Speed, and he was a guest star. He was like the first criminal on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. He was the first guest star on there. So Kid Cudi, he's actually been, you know, building up his resume as he's doing music also, because there's actually a lot of rappers who start with music and end up acting, of course. So because you got like LL Cool J, you got Ice-T on like CSI or whatever, or you have rappers who are actors at first, becoming rappers. You know, you got Drake, who was on Degrassi for like forever, and you got Gambino, who was on Community, which I love the Community, and I wish he came back to that show, or that show actually came back on. So there's a lot of rappers, you know, who are multi-talented. So he did a few things with his acting. He's currently will be taking over mic duties for Reggie Watts on IFC's comedy Bang Bang. He will co-star along Scott Aukerman starting July 10, 2015. And he also just finished filming a film called Vincent and Roxy alongside Zoe Kravitz and Emily Hirsch. And he does say in the January 2015 interview at the Sundance Film Festival that there is a possibility of releasing another album. And he says he's always making music. The beauty in that is that I have a lot of material, and I'm actually thinking it would be good to release something in the meantime before Man on the Moon 3 comes out. It's just another Kid Cudi album. It's just kind of along the lines of what I did with Induce It or Satellite Fight, which is its own standalone thing, but still a Kid Cudi album. So I'm excited to the music he comes out, because what he comes out with is totally different than what other rappers do, and I appreciate him for that. You can't really find another rapper, hey, he sounds just like Kid Cudi, because Kid Cudi does some different things. Maybe you can compare him to Frank Ocean with a weird, like, spacey kind of vibe. But they're two different artists. Like I said, Frank Ocean is more R&B, soul, and Kid Cudi's, Drake, you know, rap. But they both have new creativity that they're putting into their rap game, which I'm pretty excited about. And right here, I got Love by Kid Cudi. So again, that is for your new song of the week with Kid Cudi, Love. And this is DJ Nyx here at radio.dominican.edu.
I know I could not be in a place so filled with lies. Can't stand the quiet nights. Why fill up my glass with pride? Hopeful is all I know how to keep me from silent cries. Nothing I can say done running from this pain in my way. Sit down, come on, young home.
That is Kid Cudi with Love for my new song of the week. Again, this is DJ Nyx here at radio.dominican.edu. Thank you for tuning in with me here tonight. You can't catch me next week, but the next week after that, same place, same time, Nyx Mix from 5 to 6 p.m. again here at radio.dominican.edu. Thank you again. This is Nyx Mix signing out.